AI News by Conjero.
The article opens with a striking stat, an 84% surge in new App Store submissions. It frames that as more than experimentation. It's a sign AI coding tools are changing the economics of making mobile software.
Right, the piece says the App Store is a useful proxy. More submissions point to lower marginal costs, more products, shorter cycles, and easier market entry for small teams and solo devs.
But the article cautions that code generation is just one step. It calls generation the easiest part to automate, not the whole pipeline.
Exactly. The real compression comes when tools scaffold projects, handle repetitive code, speed up UI work, and shorten iteration loops so teams can ship more often, the article explains.
When that happens at scale, the bottleneck shifts upstream. The article says the hard choices become judgment calls. What to build, what features to keep, and when a release is ready.
And more apps doesn't equal more value. The article warns marketplaces can fill with low-signal software, degrading discovery. Ranking, human review, fraud detection, and curation grow more important.
That changes the product, too. Instead of just selling raw code generation, AI vendors need to prove workflow reliability, integration with testing and CI, deployment speed, and preserving intent across a build.
For developers, the article argues differentiation shifts away from mechanical output toward taste, data advantage, and distribution, making something people will actually install, keep, and pay for.
And trust becomes the next constraint. Security reviews, maintenance, originality, and App Store approval are harder to automate, the article warns, and those decide whether this surge is durable.
So the bottom line from the article, the 84% jump isn't a victory lap for AI alone. It's an early warning that once generation gets cheap, scarce resources become attention, quality control, and confidence in what ships.
AI News by Conjero.